name is Anand. I'm having 3-year kid. I like to share, you know, every day, you know, I'm having a challenge in many situations. So, you know, I like to share my experience, and where, you know, sometimes, you know, I will set expectation with him, but sometimes he disappoints me. That time I will change my strategy, and I will help, and I also get helped in war coming those situations. So, you know, I like to have series of videos every day, what challenge I am facing and how I overcome that, and how, you know, sometimes, you know, I can't handle the situation. In those situations, I'll just do some tricky things to, you know, make him, you know, happy. So, you know, we discuss on that on daily basis or weekly, I'm not sure. It's bye. Today, I like to share about, you know, how to handle a child when they demand something. Okay. See, when you're walking or when you're traveling somewhere else, if the child sees, you know, anything on his way, so suddenly he demands. So in the situation, generally parents, what they will do, no, no. They always say like that. Okay. Then the child will cry all the way. Then see if they are going for any function or any important event. So the situation may, you know, go worst because of this small thing. So to overcome that, what you have to do is, whenever you start, you just have a discussion with your child, stating that, see, we are going here. So when you go there, you will get this, you will get that. Okay. So after coming home, what I will do, I will buy for you this. So if you have a discussion with him, so what will happen? The child will have some idea about what he is going to get. So when he travels, suddenly if he sees and if he asks anything, so you can say, see what I told you, I will buy for this today, right? So this is not for now. Next time when we go, that time I will buy for you this. So if he tell like that, so what will happen? The child may, you know, get convinced most of the times. I'm not saying it will work out in all the time. So what will happen? The child may convinced. So the journey will be, you know, how you was expected, such way it will happen. Try it, it works. Hi everyone, hope all are doing well. Since we are in summer season, I like to give few tips how to take care of our baby in summer season. Okay, you know, as an adult, when we go out, we experience the heat. Then what we do, we generally go and drink soft drinks. Then we take, you know, ice water. When we come back home, we'll take ice water. Then we just, you know, compensate with these things. But, you know, since we are adult, you know, the effect, it won't be much. So we okay with that. But when it comes to the baby, we cannot give those items to them, because if you give those items, they may get affected with the cold or fever. We're not sure, you know, since it's a baby, so we may experience any other difficulties also. So, you know, to just overcome that, what I'm advising is, I'll give you few, you know, things can help them, you know, to overcome other than the soft drinks. Firstly, what I'm advising is buttermilk. So buttermilk is a very good one. It's have good bacteria, so that will help the child, you know, to overcome the summer. I mean, the summer heat I'm trying to say here. Firstly, what you have to do is, you should not buy outside curd and to make for buttermilk, or buying outside buttermilk also is not good. So what I am advising is, please use or make curd in your home daily basis. Then next day morning, what you do, you just put it in a big vessel. The curd will be little less, but the water will be little more. So that is the right combination. You should not use more curd and more water. Use a little curd, use more water. Try to, you know, mix it as much you can. So it should not be, you know, with little bubbles. So it should be completely diluted. So either put little pepper, little salt if it is required. If your baby is okay without salt, that is great. But if it, for the taste purpose, I'm just saying, please give please use little salt. Then use the coriander leaf. Definitely baby won't like, but what I'm advising is please put the coriander leaf sometime, so it will get, you know, get mixed. Then when you give to your baby, please take the coriander leaf and coriander leaf and also, you know, curry leaf, both the leaves are good. So put it that. If it is good, you can use ginger also. See, whatever I'm saying, you just add it in the one, but definitely babies won't like. When you give it to them, you just filter it and give. That is the right way of giving. The another thing is give this buttermilk between, you know, from 10 to 2. So that is the right time, I feel. After 2 also the sun will go down, so that time it may affect the baby. So 10 to 12 is the right time to give buttermilk. As much buttermilk they can drink, you can give. That is good. Since you people are giving new, if you are not given in the past, so in that is the case, give little. So once the baby gets suited, then see, if you give first time, definitely they may affect in cold. But you know, cold is good. It is not a disease. It's a one way of, you know, it's a medicine. It's a helper only for us, the cold. So whatever bad inside the body, it will come out with the help of cold. So cold is good. So don't think that is a disease or something. So buttermilk is a good one. The second one is watermelon. See, the nature is, you know, the nature is a very gifted one. See, every season the season fruit is only, you know, help the body. So that's why, you know, every season the fruits is getting keep on coming. Like in summer season, mango, then kirnipalam, I don't know how to say in English, but that one, then watermelon. So these are the fruits, are summer fruits. It will help us in summer season. So please use the season fruits. The season fruits is the best, you know, it's a good friend of health. So better use these things like watermelon. So watermelon also, what you have to do, don't go and drink in the fruit shop or something. Buy a watermelon. See, nowadays we are not getting in fruits in good quality. Definitely that's a mix. People are saying that, but also we are also experiencing that, but still I'm, instead of buying outside, better you buy a watermelon, then cut it, then make it a juice or a give like that. So that is a good. Then kirniparam also is good. Then mangoes, see, whatever I'm saying, everything should be 10 to 2, 10 to 3, that is the maximum time. After that, don't give anything to them. Fruits will not affect, but the heat and the season may, you know, affect them. So considering that only, I'm just saying, so these are the four things, if you give continuously to your baby, it will help them in the summer, and also it is good for their health. Thank you, we'll catch you on the next podcast. Bye. Part of the topic in the town is coronavirus, right? As a parent, right, we worried and we are little concerned about this particular issue. But right, what I did is I just tried few things and it is working good for me. So I like to share those informations with you. The first one, what I did is I stopped watching news. I stopped, surfing social media informations related to this particular topic, and also stopped talking this topic with others. Because, you know, from last 3 weeks, if I'm not wrong, too many informations related to this. Few people died, few people diagnosed. So this airport is checking this airport is not allowing this. The severity is increased. There are too many informations. We're not sure whether it's really true or it is, you know, over quoted and they sharing. So my point is, please stop all this. There are official websites related to this particular issue. So please go and search and read those informations, because if you do that, you actually come to know the issue and what is the progress it is now, and what are the steps already taken, what are the things they are going to take. And so those are the informations we can get. So I tried that. So as I am in India, so I just tried related to this topic in Government of India and Ministry of Health. I just tried those sites and I got few information, so I'm okay with that. But when you watch news, when you discuss with people, I don't think you will get the right information, but it will create unnecessary stress irrespective of any situation. So please stop do this. That is the biggest mistake what I did. Now I changed, so I am recommending the same with you. The second one is, many office, right, they not operating the way in the past. They allowed people to work from home. They stopped discussion. They stopped many seminars cancelled. The many gatherings, many parties, everything is completely stopped. So everybody is at home now. So my advice is, please spend time with your family now, because in the past we didn't get much time. So this is the opportunity. So please spend time with your family. Please stop using your mobile phone much, because when you are at home, right, you may use your phone because you don't have any other work related to related to office you work. Then other than that, you don't have much other stuffs. So please stop use your mobile phone and spend more time with your family, because if you do that, the relationship may go deeper and deeper. So that is the second advice I like to give. The third one is, as all others says, right, the same way, please have your place very clean. Make sure you wash your hands, whatever you do. Whenever you do any activity, please go and wash your hands and legs and everything. Whenever you want to eat something, please wash your hands and eat. Don't take your kid to play area or movie or any entertaining place. So wherever you feel it's a little crowded, please try to avoid. Stay at home, play with your kid, go and do all the things. So if we do these things right, we can overcome this situation. I believe we'll get medicine in a month's time, whether we get or not. So as a preventive action, I like to do these things. So eat good food, because if you eat right food, your immunity system will get increased. So that may protect not only this, even for the other flu or whatever. So that immune system will help you and also your kid. So these three things I like to share with you people. So catch you on some other topic soon. Thank you.